Locker room chats continue here tonight. KNZA 103.9 FM. It's now time to talk about the Sabetha Blue Jays coming out of the holiday break. It's brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Marts, and Sailor Insurance. We're joined by girls basketball coach Nate Bauman here as the Blue Jays again coming back. A 3-3 record through six games, getting set for a ball game against Holton on Friday. But, coach, let's assess the team through six games. You're coming off that really tight loss to Nemaha Central right before the break. That was a 29-27 final. Number one, what was the feeling like kind of closing out that game and how it transpired, and then the momentum kind of taking that one into the holiday break?
Yeah, you know, it was a great game, and they always are with Nemaha, always competitive, always hard-fought, doesn't really matter what records are. Always seem to be low scoring on both sides. We both know each other so well. We can defend each other pretty well. And, you know, they just Ella Larkin especially hit a couple shots right there at the end that put them over the hump. And, we had a couple shots that didn't go down, kind of in the same time frame. That's the way that one worked. But, you know, I was really, really pleased with our defensive effort, of course, but just with our competitiveness overall. And, you know, I guess maybe you expect to get that against your county rival, whatever that means. But we want to see that every night, and we want to see that every night in practice and games. And I thought that was probably the game that we just competed the best for the entire 32 minutes. So that was good for me to see going into break. Obviously, we would have loved to have won it, but that's not the end of our season there. So, yeah, really, I think gave us some good a little bit of a lift. Not that I'm much for moral victories, but I think it did going into break. Our three losses part of three undefeated teams, and two of them I felt like we could have beat. So hopefully that gives the girls a little bit of confidence.
How was the practice time utilized? Some coaches, you know, were just in different scenarios than others. Some couldn't practice as much as they would like. What was the scenario like for you? Do you feel like you got what you wanted with the amount of time that you were able to have with them over the break?
Yeah, it was kind of a little bit of a weird schedule. I don't know if that's because Christmas fell on a Sunday or whatever, but the Acacia days that you have off, and then you know, we had 3 days we could have practiced before that after our Nemaha game, and we didn't actually, gave them extra days off. It always makes you a little nervous as a coach, but you know, they came back really, I thought, rested and refreshed, and it took us a couple extra days maybe to get back in shape, but you know, once we did that, we had some alumni come in and help us over the break, and really good alumni, so that was good for us, just to compete against them a couple times. And but now, you know, this week, last couple of days, and start focusing in on Holton and the rest of the Big Seven schedule.
Yeah, a couple of weeks, and then all of a sudden we're in midseason tournaments. Then all of a sudden we're talking about, you know, sub-state standings, and it's just going to go by so quick. And yeah, let's dive right into the Wildcats on Friday. You get Holton at home, and you know, never an easy task taking on the Wildcats, a team sitting, you know, at 2-4. They've had some injuries early. They're coming off a loss to Jeff West. But, you know, how do you see this Wildcats team coming in this week, and what kind of ball game do you expect?
Yeah, you know, we don't totally know what to expect. I know they had some injuries before break, and, you know, you don't know if some of those girls might come back. You don't know if they're not coming back, what kind of adjustments they might have made to how they're going to play without them. But what I do know is they're going to play hard. They're going to play good defense like they always do. And Coach Heister always has them ready to do that. He knows us well also, so he'll be able to put a plan together to try to take some of the things away that we want to do. It's just going to be, it always is, a really competitive game. And so I'm excited for that. Just excited to get back on the court. It's fun for us as coaches just to see, you know, I feel like we've gotten better over break. We'll really find out on Friday night the better we've gotten. So I'm excited about that.
And it should be a good one, no doubt, with Holton and Sabetha on Friday getting back and going here in 2023. That's Sabetha girls basketball coach Nate Bauman joining us here on our locker room chat for this week. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck against the Wildcats on Friday. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Brandon.